I think what we're getting now is a settlement, the division between devolved and reserved, that actually is closer to what the people of Scotland actually want. The truth of the matter is, though, that governments both in Westminster and in Holyrood will continue to have significant powers that will have a day-to-day effect of the lives of people in Scotland. And I think now that we are able to put the referendum behind us, they will want to see both governments working together in their own areas to make life better instead of trying to have a constant grievance and conflict between the two governments. I don't think, especially if you think of the situation facing the North Sea oil industry at the moment, that people want to see that sort of issue used as a political football, as I'm afraid it has been in the past.
And with new powers for the Scottish Parliament, do you think that should change the ability of Scottish MPs to vote on issues in the Westminster Parliament?
Well, the way that the Westminster Parliament works has to work for the whole of the United Kingdom, and in fact, I would say that the real concentration there ought to be not on the internal workings of the House of Commons, but offering to the people of the different parts of England, the North East, the North West, the South West, the Midlands, the same sort of control over their own affairs as we've enjoyed for the last 14 years now in Scotland.